are we going to build somebody up here by talking about them, or are we going to tear somebody down?
Right.
That usually stops the gossip. But, you know, what good is having a secret if you can't share it?
Yeah.
Right?
So oh, absolutely.
And people love to talk. And, of course, you know, bearing false witness against one's brother is a mortal sin. I think that's the seventh commandment or eighth, one of the seventh or eighth in there. Fraternal correction is a difficult thing to do. It takes a lot of courage to talk to someone about something that they've done that's either been sinful or that's been offensive. It's just a difficult thing to do. And after you do it, if the person still doesn't want to admit that maybe there was a problem, then you bring someone else that witnessed this or someone else to try to gently and lovingly correct people.
Well, I think it's important, Dave, at least to me in this, in this particular gospel, is that Jesus is providing a progressive intervention here. He doesn't say it's either this or this. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has various, absolute every last attempt to accomplish the goal and convince the individual who caused the offense to see their way before it's just goodbye.
Yeah.
And I think that that shows his loving, compassionate, and merciful approach to sinfulness.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mark. That's pretty deep. You know, and then when he goes on, he says, where two of you shall agree on something on earth, anything for which they ask, it will be done for them
right.
by my Father in heaven. For whether two or three are gathered, and of course, when I visit the folks at the nursing home, they always love this line, where whether two or three are gathered, that God is there among them. And it lets them know, especially, that they're never alone.
Yeah, and I like that, Dave, particularly in the rosary before Mass,
mm-hmm.
when you're surrounded by your fellow parishioners, and they're also maybe two or three amongst them that are praying the rosary before Mass just like you are.
Yeah.
And I always have that come to mind. I guess it's the Holy Spirit reminding me at the time that what I'm praying for, I have communion with those other parishioners who are also praying.
Yeah, that's good. Communion and community in prayer. You know, a lot of people say, well, I pray to God my own way, or I go out in the garden and pray to God. I don't need to go to church. But God wanted church to be a community. You know, he wanted us to be in community, to learn how to pray together and for each other.
Well, of course. Otherwise, he would have said, Peter, you're in charge of this, and not even involved the other apostles.
Yeah, yeah. And then when Peter was gone, I guess that would have been
it. Yeah, exactly.
So,
but he was as Matthew Kelly says, there is brilliance in Catholicism. I mean, Jesus, this shows the infinite mind of the Almighty Father and Son in setting up his church, his pilgrim church on earth. There was absolute super intelligence, as we know it, involved in this to sustain this church for 2,000 years and probably infinite forever, no matter how long, before the one who left us here returns for us at last.
Yeah. And, you know, you said something really, Mark, that I found pretty profound there. And that, you know, Matthew Kelly says that there's genius in Catholicism.
Yes.
The Bible itself is the work of genius. There is no way man could come up with these ideas and have them fall into line and go in perfect flow the way the Bible does. The way the New Testament confirms what was predicted in the Old Testament. You know, there is no way somebody could have sat down and written this book, you know, like Stephen King or somebody like that. Because it's inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And when you sit down and actually read the Bible and take your time reading it, you know, and read the words, it's amazing how it fits together. And I was going to tell you when I did my little rant this morning on Timothy 2 that I was reading my manual yesterday, my life manual, which is the Bible.
Right.
You know, if you follow the Beatitudes and you follow the commandments and you listen to the Lord's Prayer, and you trust and you believe, then the Bible can be your life manual.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, folks, we want to remind you that Mark and I are not ordained anything except ordained to sit in front of these microphones and blather on like we do. But we hope you enjoy our take on some of this stuff. Listen closely to the gospel Sunday at Mass. It'll be the one you just heard Mark read. And listen to Father's homily, because the priests always find something inside those that I've never heard.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a blessing, and that's the Holy Spirit helping them. So we hope that by hearing it in advance, like we just did, that you'll be thinking a little bit about it. And it happens to me every Sunday, Mark, when Father starts reading, and I go, this sounds awful familiar.
Yeah.
Go, oh, we just did it Thursday.
Exactly. And I get confused because we do it on Thursday, and then here I am going to daily Mass, and maybe the last week's gospel comes up again in daily Mass, and I'm sitting there thinking, didn't we just read this one? When was that?
I figure it must be important if we're doing reruns so
quick.
You know?
And
a lot of times the Masses, the readings at Mass, do come back within just a short time of each other, or else it's the same story by a different gospel writer.
You know, it's interesting because people say, well, I've never really found the time or the concentration level to read the Bible in my life. Folks, you go to daily Mass, and by the course of 3 years, because there's three cycles, A, B, and C, different gospel and different readings for all 3 years, A, B, and C, you will have heard the gospel and the entire Bible by the time you have attended 3 years of daily Mass.
Yeah, and you know, Mark, when it comes to reading the Bible, Father Simon talks about this a lot. The Bible's not written in order.
No.
You know, and what you need to do when you get a good Bible, a study Bible or whatever, is read what this book of the Bible is going to be about.
Yes.
You know, when you read Daniel, or you go back and read Exodus or Genesis, or as Archie would say, the first book of your Bible, there, you're generous.
Yeah.
You need to know what the writer is talking about and what time frame, because the Bible doesn't read like a novel.
Right.
And then just take it in small bites.
Yeah.
And you know,
and I must say too, Dave, Matthew Kelly, as you know, I'm a huge fan of, but and we both know the reason for that. But one of the things he says is that you should read the Bible to increase your Catholicism and your commitment. And he actually has a tremendous plan that's outlined in that book, Rediscover Catholicism, that says exactly how you should read the Bible. And I followed that, and it was a genius plan, because it made things. Had I started at the beginning and tried to read it like a novel, I would have been so discombobulated that I probably would have given up.
Well, yeah, when you get into Leviticus and that kind of stuff, it's tough reading.
Oh, my gosh.
But maybe we ought to bring that outline into the show someday, and we'll talk about how
let's
you should read the Bible. We can call Matthew and make sure he approves of us using his book on the show. What a great book that is, folks.
Oh.
If you haven't read Rediscovering Catholicism by Matthew Kelly, you need to get it. I started underlining and highlighting in my book, and when I got done and I flipped through the pages, the whole book was yellow.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and folks, let me tell you a little story about that, because we can always cut this out and you'll never hear it if we run over on time. I'm going to say 10 years ago now, probably at least, my co-host here presented me, invited me to lunch one day, and we sat down and he said, I got a present for you. He handed me a copy of this book I had never heard of before. It was pretty new out. And it was Rediscover Catholicism. And he said, read this. And I had plenty of time on my hands. My wife was in Washington State caring for her mother, who was terminally ill with cancer at that time. And so I spent a lot of the time that I was home alone reading that book. And I have to tell you, after the first chapter, I found an incredibly powerful devotion to my Catholic faith that I theretofore for 30 some years had never really felt until I got that book. And you want to talk about the Holy Spirit at work. It was this guy sitting right next to me that gave me that book, and his example of mentoring over the years spiritually, even at times when I put my hand up and said, I'm too busy, I can't do that, and he said okay and walked away. That was probably the point that the Holy Spirit knew that I was going to be open to that, and he gave me that book, and it changed my life. And my spiritual life completely turned it around. And Dave, thank you so much. I've said this over and over, but I can't say it enough. Thank you.
Well, and look where it's led us here.
Yeah.
We're, you know, who would have thought you and me'd ever be on a Catholic radio station? You know.
Or on any radio station for that matter.
Other than the police radio yelling for help a time or two. But it's evangelization is something we can all do. You know?
Yeah.
You just have to wind yourself up and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. You know, Mark, I carry these little coins in my pocket.
I know you do.
And they, one of them has the Serenity Prayer. Mm-hmm. One of them has Psalm 23.
Yep.
And the one I seem to be using the most these days is a coin with a blessing and a prayer to St. Peregrine, who is the patron saint of cancer patients.
Right.
And it's so easy to evangelize just by handing somebody one of these coins. You know, I play golf a lot. Of course, you know that.
And I do.
And they make perfect ball markers, you know, when you want to mark your ball on the green. So in my foursomes, when I'm playing with somebody I've never played before, I bust out three of these coins and hand them out. And it's amazing the conversations that it'll start from something as simple as just a little piece of metal with a prayer etched on it.
Right.
Or the bumper sticker on the back of your car. I told you the story about the fellow at Mass who had a different Catholic radio station, and we talked. You know, you at home can evangelize very simply by putting a bumper sticker on your car that says WDCR 88.9 Decatur Catholic Radio. You never know who's going to see that sticker and maybe just be having a terrible day and flip over and hear the good news of the new evangelization of the Lord. You know, it's not that hard to do. You just have to step up and try it. And then once you do, once you start talking to somebody about it, you know, you can't be pushy. You got to be brotherly and that type of thing. But many, many people crave that.
Yes.
And, you know, when people ask me a question that I don't know the answer to, I tell them I personally don't know, but I will find out, and I'll talk to one of the priests or somebody that knows and get back to them with an answer. Because there's nothing worse than somebody saying, how come you Catholics do this?
Yeah, and then you don't have an answer.
You don't know why we do that.
And you're Catholic.
But that book, Rediscovering Catholicism by Matthew Kelly, will tell you. And I think it's available on Amazon.com.
It is.
Or on Matthew Kelly's website. And Matthew Kelly is a genius.
Yes.
He is.
And if any of you have joined a parish that actually provided those books to all their parishioners, I know Holy Family and St. Pat's
St. James and St. Pat's.
Yeah. And you were not in the congregation at that particular time, check with some of your fellow parishioners and see if they have it and would loan you a copy of it. Because if you have to read the Bible, and this is me saying this, not anybody else, but I highly recommend you read the Bible in your life. If it takes you 5 years to get through it, whatever, you need to read it. But you also need to read this book because it will make you so incredibly proud, but also very grateful that you are a Catholic.
Absolutely, Mark. Well put. We're going to take a quick break and see if we have some community calendar stuff to shoot the breeze about on the other side. This is The Cradle and the Convert with Mark Bartholomew and Dave Slade. We'll be right back.
This is Dale Alquist with a Chesterton Minute on Relevant Radio. Have you ever heard someone say, the Catholic Church is too condemning. It needs to practice more tolerance. G.K. Chesterton says, the other word for tolerance is indifference, and the other word for indifference is apathy. The Catholic Church cannot afford to be apathetic. It cannot afford to be tolerant of evil. It has to be consistent in opposing what is wrong and defending what is right. And the Church especially cannot afford to tolerate social evils that are condoned by the state. Why? Because sooner or later, it'll be turned against the Church. History has shown this to be true more than once. Chesterton says there have been times in history when the Church has been wedded to the world, but it has always been widowed by the world. Want more than a minute? Chesterton.org.
We'll be right back.
back to The Cradle and the Convert. We're here to talk a little taking care of business with our community calendar. Mark, why don't you start us off over there?
All right. First thing I want to point out, Dave, is that this weekend, this Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday nights, starting at 6:30 each night, Holy Family is having a parish mission. And the three presenters, interestingly enough, are the three deacons that we had over the past 3 years that have been ordained priests.
You know, you guys have been so blessed
down
there to have deacons that have become priests and still stay involved. It's
and
cool.
Every one of them is incredible. As far as being homilists, and we've just had a great run. And another guy that we had as a guest on our show, Deacon Rob Johnson,
who's
in his last year of seminary now, will be ordained this coming May.
Yeah.
But anyway, all three of those priests, one each night, will come and present a different presentation for us. So that's at Holy Family Church, 6:30 p.m. this coming Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday nights.
Yeah, and all parishes are invited, right, Mark?
They surely are. It's open. In fact, it's open to the public. You don't even have to be Catholic.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
Yeah.
What a great way to evangelize.
Exactly. And also, Our Lady of Lourdes is holding a portion control with a purpose, Light Way One King. It's a Christ-centered program that teaches people how to achieve peace with food and thereby overcome their temptation to overeat. And it's going to be on Monday evenings for 12 weeks starting in October. So if you struggle with food, then this program is for you. You can hear the paper scratching with the pen here. My co-host is scribbling quickly.
I'm writing notes on that one.
And it's going to teach thousands, Dave. Thousands have been successful in achieving weight loss by using the self-control techniques found in Light Way One King.
Self-control. I've heard of that.
Yeah, I know. I don't care for it myself. But
so that's at Lourdes.
Yeah, there's going to be an orientation meeting on September 11th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the church.
Wow.
And there is a fee if you decide to join. Call Rhonda Smith, 620-4438, for more information or to sign up.
Well, that's our Rhonda Smith, right?
Yeah.
Our Divine Mercy Chaplet.
There you go.
Rhonda Smith.
Yep.
Yep, love her. She's a great gal. Hey, I want to tell you something about next week is our WDCR Night at the Movies. And, you know, we're going to be showing the movie The 13th Day about Our Lady of Fatima. That's Thursday, September 14th at 6:30. Tickets will be on sale again this weekend after Masses at your local parishes. Tickets are $5 a piece, or we'll give you four for $15.
Yes,
my
indeed.
Wife said also that comes to five for $20.
Yeah,
figure that out.
But,
you know, we don't go out and raise a lot of money all year long. We do a couple things. You know, we have our dinner. That's
right.
The big one.
Right.
And we do an Easter and Christmas pledge.
Yep.
And then this movie. This movie originally was just started as a way for people to get together in the Catholic community and see a good movie and be entertained. But it's turned into a sellout, and it's exceeded our expectations. And we always seem to pick a good movie. And it's a great way to share your faith and to learn about this being the 100th year of the apparitions, the 100th anniversary of the apparitions in Portugal to the three children. And it's a movie that's for kids and adults.
I'm looking forward to it myself.
I am too.
Especially this being the 100th anniversary. I really want to see this.
Yeah, and I want to see the portrayal of the miracle of the sun.
Yes.
You know, I don't think a lot of people know that the secular media was covering this as well back 100 years ago when the sun made a circle in the sky, the miracle of the sun, and was reported in the secular media.
Right.
You sure don't hear anything about it anymore being the 100th anniversary. This is a great way to remember.
No, and anybody who's going to look at actual footage is out of luck because it was 100 years ago. But
yeah.
One thing you will see is the director's perception of what they saw based on the accounts that were written.
Yep. So you can get your tickets after Masses this weekend, or you can simply call 464-1099 and tell Ann what you want.
What about at the door, Dave?
They'll be at the door if there are any left.
That's what I was getting ready to say, if there's any left.
Yep.
Sales are going well.
They are. Now, if you like movies, the parish of St. James and Patrick will be showing the movie Irreplaceable on Thursday, September 28th. That's a week after our movie, at 6:30 at St. Patrick's Church. It's a documentary about one man's journey around the world to find out what has gone wrong with families. He discovers a greater personal impact than he ever expected. Refreshments will be provided. Carlos Tejada, our friend, is putting this on from the diocese. So to RSVP and reserve your seat, call Carlos at 217-321-1132. 217-321-1132. Check your bulletins this weekend. It'll be in there. But sounds like another great opportunity for folks to get together and enjoy a movie and share some brotherhood.
Well, listen, Dave, I've got one more. And that's, again, from Holy Family. They're holding their second annual Brews and Barbecue Festival. Mm. Now, I know a lot of the parishioners at Holy Family are aware of this, but some of the rest of you might not be. It's going to be on September 16th from 5:30 to 10:30. That's 5 hours, folks, at Daughtry's, downtown Daughtry's Pub. Last year, we had it right in the school front lawn there at the parish, but this year it's going to be at Daughtry's downtown. River Bottom Nightmare Band is going to perform from 7 to 10. Tickets are $25. That includes your barbecue dinner and the live music, admission, and they're available at Daughtry's or at Holy Family Catholic School office or even at the door there at Daughtry's when you get. For more information, call 423-7049. Public's welcome to attend. You don't have to be a Holy Family parishioner or have a child there at school. Everybody can go.
So I can go to Brews, Blues, and Barbecues and then go up to Lord's and get on the diet plan.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Why do you think I picked the order of this?
One other thing I want to mention to folks out there is that the Mass at Milliken, Sunday Mass at Milliken, has been moved to noon. In the past, it had been in the afternoon, but the students and the faculty have asked that that Mass be now celebrated at noon. Father John Burnett and Father Steve Erisman are both chaplains out there now. And there's also still two Sunday evening options for Mass, and that's at St. Mary's Chapel at 5 p.m. on the first and third Sundays. You've got to kind of watch your calendar on that.
Yep.
Or at Our Lady of the Holy Spirit every Sunday evening at 5:30 p.m. is what I call Last Chance Mass.
Yep. You know? Yeah, Last Chance Mass. I always like that. And speaking of Our Lady of the Holy Spirit, Dave, this is real quick here. Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 9th, unless it rains. If it happens to rain, it'll be on the 16th, folks. From 10 to 11 a.m. at Our Lady of the Holy Spirit, they're going to have a Ride for Life 2017. It's an observation ride and a scavenger hunt. Starts in Mount Zion at 11 a.m. It's going to take them through Argenna, Allerton Park, Monticello, and Bement. And then scavenger items will be collected along the way in the downtown areas at the stops or rummage sales or anywhere else people want to stop. It's also going to be a few fun and exciting twists to the game along the way.
I wonder what that'll be.
I don't know. You got to go. The scavenger hunt will be able items we'll be able to collect along the way. It's $15 per team for the hunt itself, mm-hmm. and $5 per person for the dinner. Raffle tickets are going to be sold for the silent auction, and the ride is going to end at Our Lady of the Holy Spirit, Mount Zion at 5 p.m. for the dinner and the prizes and the trophies.
Right, so, and it benefits who?
New Life Pregnancy Center.
Absolutely. Well, another one of our favorite places in town is the New Life Pregnancy Center.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Mark, I've had fun this morning.
Me too. It's been a real slice.
It has been. I haven't heard that in a long time. It's been a real slice.
It has been a
real
slice.
It's a slice of life.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we should probably give praise to God and thank him for Catholic Radio, for us being here this morning, being able to be here this morning and to share with our listeners. And God bless all of them that support Decatur Catholic Radio. What prayer would you like to close with this morning, Mark?
Oh.
What's your favorite prayer?
My favorite? St. Michael.
I knew it.
How did you know? Just
mine
because
too.
He dangled around my neck
and
my whole life?
Right there.
Yep.
All right, well, let's pray the prayer of St. Michael.
All right. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Mark.
Hey, you're welcome.
Next week, there's a chance we may have a ladies' edition. Catherine Penning's father is in the hospital,
yeah,
and we're asking for prayers for him. He's in a tough way, Dr. Penning.
Yes.
If they're not going to be, Mark and I will be back. We'll find something to chat about.
Yep.
And until we see you again, remember, you're in our prayers. Stay tuned for Father Simon. This is Dave Slade, the Cradle.
And Mark Bartholomew, the Convert, saying, see you next week, and God bless you.
Amen.
The Cradle and the Convert is a production of Decatur Catholic Radio.